do not have love. I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I hand over my body so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Meditation of my heart and my mind, be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Paul has been speaking to us across the ages. The letters that he wrote, this one in particular, 1 Corinthians, is to the church at Corinth. We know that the last 2 weeks we were talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and those were spiritual gifts, natural gifts. They were all given by the same Spirit, the one Lord, the one Spirit, the one God. They were given to each and every person as a gift from God for the common good. Chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. 12 through 31 in chapter 12, Paul speaks to them about how we are all of one body, even though we're different members. And we have different gifts, but they're for one body, one purpose, to serve one Lord. The gifts are from God out of love, grace, and mercy, and there's a purpose for us having that love, those gifts, that mercy. And then when he finishes the last verse of chapter 12, it's verse 31, and he says, "But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way." You see, for Paul, he spoke again and again, and he says, you know, I don't preach me. I don't claim fame or glory to myself. Not a single one of you was baptized by me in my name. He says this to many, many people, because he says, I come to preach and proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because Jesus Christ and His crucifixion, which comes from an act of His love for us, is a term, the Greek word is, or the Latin word rather, is sine qua non. In other words, it's the single point upon which, without it, you have nothing. God's love for us is so, so powerful. But think of this. When everybody, you know, when you're growing up as a kid, I think one of the first verses that you really start dealing with is that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because it speaks of love. If you haven't been read the King James Version, if you read the King James Version, it was charity, faith, hope, and charity, and none of us really like charity, so maybe we didn't like it so much. But the newer translation said faith, hope, and love. And hey, you know, when you're a teenager, you're all about love. The problem is, that's not the love he's speaking of in that verse. You see, how many of you love chocolate? How many of you love lasagna? How many of you love a properly cooked prime rib? Okay, who doesn't love that? Okay? Who doesn't love their mother? You see, the Greek translation, the word that's used here is not phileo, brotherly love. It's not eros, the erotic love. It's agapeo, the higher love. It's a love that exceeds anything that is of anything less than God. It's aspiring to attain that quality of love, that quality of sacrifice. Jesus says, "This is my body, which I've given for you. This is my blood, which I've shed for you." Out of love, as we've listened to that wonderful piece of music, it's out of love God sent his Son. And Jesus Christ is the personification of love itself. We know in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, and nothing was created without him. And the Word took on flesh and came and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ was the personification of the Father's love for us, because he lifts us out of the depth of sin, despair, darkness, and death, and gives us a promise of a life everlasting. Even though these bodies will wear out, some of our body parts wear out sooner than others for some of us. Okay. How many people have had replacements on their knees, shoulders, elbows? And I'm not going back to the backs. Okay. No, there are a bunch there. But those things are repaired, but eventually we pass on. But we have a promise from Jesus Christ for an everlasting love. That same night, as he's there with his disciples in an upper room, he says, "A new commandment I give you, to love one another as I have loved you." Now that means you have to get into the Word of God to read the Gospels, to read what it is that Jesus did to demonstrate his love, agapeo, his higher love. See, that's what Paul was talking about in verse 31. "But strive for the greater gifts." Yes, there's speaking in tongues. Yes, there's prophesying. Yes, there's healing graces. All of those things are wonderful and powerful. But if you don't have love at the beginning of it, you're a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. "If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and have all faith that so as to move mountains." Oh, how many of you would love to have the faith to move mountains? Just say, "Move," and the mountains move. Boy, to have that faith, right? But if you don't have love at the beginning of it, you have nothing. "If I give all my possessions," if you're the most charitable person in the world and you're giving everything you can, but you don't have love, you gain nothing. See, it's good to aspire to be able to speak in tongues. Better to have someone to interpret and translate those tongues if you're speaking. It's good to aspire to be a prophet, to speak the Word of God, not to be a Gene Dixon and prophecy of the future, but someone who speaks the Word of God, who's a vessel for the Word of God. Yes, those are good things, but you must love. And loving sometimes is doing what we did Saturday. How many of you were expecting it to be really, really cold? There were some of you who were out there yesterday, and you know what? There was almost no wind. The temperature was low, and we were in the sun. Now, if that's not a blessing, and all those people who came, we were expecting to have a low turnout. We had an average, if not larger, turnout yesterday of people who came to the food pantry and received food. That's compassion and that's love. That's not just feeling good. That's doing something because you love them. They can't pay us back anything. We're not asking for payment back. We're doing that because we've been gifted. We're doing that because Jesus Christ tells us to love one another. And love is activity. It's not just a feeling. Love is patient. To have the patience of God. Now that's true love. Love is kind, not envious or boastful or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way, and it's not irritable or resentful. If it's love, it doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but it rejoices in truth. It rejoices in truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you're following Jesus, if you're loving one another, giving for one another out of love, not because you expect them to repay you with some act of kindness, but you're doing something for them out of love and compassion, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Some things are unendurable, but love gets you through. Love never ends. See, all the other gifts will end. Prophecies, they'll come to an end. Tongues, they'll cease. Knowledge, it will come to an end. You know, because as it stands right now, can anyone in here say that you truly know all there is to know about God? I mean, there are some of you who've read the Bible front to back. Okay? Probably every word. And there are probably people on this earth that have photographic memories, and they can probably quote chapter and verse. And if they do, they'll probably tell you that there's a couple of passages in the Bible that say, these things are only some of the things that Christ accomplished. This is a compilation of only some of the things He's said and done. Even if you know all that's in the Bible, in that book, those 66 books that we see as the Bible, you don't know all of God. Because He wants you to get into the Word, yes. Allow the Word to get into you, yes. But get in the world and show and demonstrate love to brothers and sisters in Christ. It is out of love that we really learn what love is. For it, we now only know in part. We prophesy only in part. And when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. You know, the next verse, people read it, and it's, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. Oh, I wish that were so. How many of you are still acting a little childish? Occasionally. Terry, please don't comment at that point. There are a lot of times. But what Paul's saying is as we attain that higher spiritual growth and wisdom and knowledge, allowing Christ to transform us, that's the whole piece. When we're baptized, that transformation begins. We're becoming sanctified. The Holy Spirit's in us and moving us up, as John Wesley says, moving on to perfection. Are we going to get there in between now and then? No. The hope is that we'll continue moving on to know more about Jesus Christ, to find out more about Jesus Christ, and to become better at loving one another. Are we perfect, the first relationship that we have? I mean, how many times, you know, the first relationship, you know, you really espouse undying love and affection to someone, and that person is like, ew. You? You know, and as you mature and you get a little bit better at it, You find the person that's the perfect match for you, the perfect fit. You have to practice. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to change and transform you to be the perfect. For now I see in a mirror dimly, and then I will see face to face. Here's the thing, as we move into that perfection, as we become more knowledgeable of Christ Jesus, more able to show that pure love, recognize that pure love, share that pure love, that agapeo, not the phileo, not the eros, but that true love, then we draw closer to God. For now I see in a mirror dimly, but then I will see face to face. Now I only know in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. You see, Jesus knows every piece of us. Alex, do you think there's anything that you've done that God doesn't know about? Think on that one for a little bit. He was talking to a bunch of police officers a couple of days ago, and they were discussing various things. And he said the police were everywhere. I saw them everywhere that day. Alex has his driver's license and is able to be on the highway now driving. Okay, so he paid. Oh, Randy, I didn't realize that you just came in. Alex, your dad's here. That's the beginning of wisdom. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. It's in Proverbs. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But we don't know. But it's Christ. Jesus is more than... He is present always. And His love and grace is around us always. The police are there sometimes. Just remember, you don't know when they are and when they aren't. But Jesus is there always. That's true love. Now, faith and hope, love, abide, these three. And the greatest of these is what? Love. Agapeo, that pure love. You know, the gifts and talents are great. But if you can't put them into practice, if you can't demonstrate them, if you can't show them, if you can't share them, if you can't pass it on to someone else, then it's pretty darn empty. And it's not love. It's something less than love. See, pure love is laying down a life for another. Greater love hath no man, but that he lay down his life for another. Jesus Christ laid down his life for you and for me. His body which is given, his blood which is shed. His love never ends. May his peace and presence be with you always.